Hello, welcome to Spruce Cast. I'm Divine Dominion, and my voice brings to you words and thoughts that can refresh, refire, and reposition you. On today's episode, I'd like to talk to you about you. About you because I'm talking to you about self-respect. Self-respect as a concept explains itself by the name calling. Self-respect is simply respect for one's self. More times than not, we speak of how one must earn the respect, recognition, and honor of others. All want some recognition from other people, and we put up our actions and courage mostly to earn it. I don't like to generalize this. This is mainly because by the way we conduct our lives, we don't all spell the fact that we ought to be respected. No man has a reason to claim the respect of others unless he first respects himself. It is the recognition you put on yourself that produces the character that can command the sincere regard of other people. A mean person, a dishonest person, a lazy person, or a conceited person is such because he or she does not respect him or herself. Except, of course, he or she is under a strong delusion, he or she will not expect the genuine respect of others. A boy was once persuaded by another boy to perform a wrong act by the plea that nobody will see him. The boy simply replied and said, "I shall see myself." He possessed genuine self-respect and would not see himself do an ignoble thing with a mark of complacency or with any mark of nonchalance. The eye of self-respect is always torn inside. It is one's own character and integrity regulator. It keeps one from associating with vice and then keeping mute in the face of injustice. In the midst of the crowd, self-respect helps the person who possesses it to maintain his or her true state without being lost in the crowd. Self-respect embraces self-knowledge, self-control, self-denial, self-discipline, self-reliance, and most of the other heroic virtues that combine to make a total human. It is the noblest garment with which anyone can clothe themselves, and the most elevating feeling with which the mind can be inspired. Pythagoras once said, "Vir pupil, reverence yourself." So doing, you will not defile your body by sensuality, nor your mind by lowly thoughts. If you do not possess self-respect, if you do not in your own estimation raise your worth, you will be poorly thought of by others. And as your thoughts are, so will be your acts. As your thoughts are, so will be your acts. I know that saying to care less about other people's opinion of oneself. However, there's a thin line beyond it, and that is that whoever cares not whether he or she is thought well of or ill of by others does not exactly possess self-respect, since he or she is completely indifferent to the goodwill of others. he or she most probably will be on his way into a slippery ground simply because he has little or no regulator to tell him or her what is wrong and what is right. So, while we adopt this notion of caring less about what other people think about oneself, we must also understand that we must put some regard on ourselves. And this regard we put on ourselves, which I've called self-respect, is what will pull our respect from others for you. Until I talk to you again, put some respect on yourself. Talk to you soon.